I think we're good. Good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to Amity Warriors girls basketball tonight. Boys will be tomorrow at 1:30 from Catlin Gable up in Beaverton, Portland area. Tonight, the girls take on one of the top two teams in the state, and that is the Sutherland... Oh, I just forgot their name. Sutherland Bulldogs. And Sutherland finished... very good in the state last year. We played them in the first round of the state tournament. They waxed us 64-31. I did. Ron said, didn't we play them last year? And I said, I don't think so. And I looked at it. I looked it up on the bracket from last year. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure enough. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that game. We turned the ball over more times than we had points. It was the same number.
I think more times. I think it was over in the first quarter.
We had 31 points and 32 turnovers.
Yeah.
And that was not a fun game. Our leading scorer in that game was Allie McMullen with 15, who's not playing yet. it was rough. Most of our girls had more turnovers than they had points. Allie was the exception with 15 points, only two turnovers, but everybody else, that was a, come to Jesus moment for basketball. Like, this is what good basketball looks like. Sutherland, ended up finishing, I believe, second, right? They lost to Nyssa, is that correct, in the state finals?
I think they did.
No, they lost to Nyssa in the second round.
Uh-huh.
48-44, Nyssa went on to beat Burns 33-30, a Burns team that we beat earlier in the year.
Yeah. Yeah, you make it past Sutherland, we probably had a pretty good chance of going.
So, and Sutherland ended up just crushing OES 62-38 for the third place, so.
Obviously, you have to have a healthy.
Yeah,
Ellie.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially Ellie. So this is a team on a mission. They took third in the state last year, and they basically brought everybody back, including, the girl who's either the best or the second best player in the state last year, Micah Wicks, their point guard. Micah's tiny. The rest of their team's huge, right? They got 4 6-footers out there. Mike is about 5'3", but she is dynamic.
And also, I walked in next to them. They are legit 6 foot. They're not like
they're not padding the stats.
Yeah, like a lot of basketball
like we all used to
lineups. They're legit.
So tonight the Warriors take on this what will be their best test of the year. Now we had a good test against Corbett, lost 57-43. Corbett took second at 4A last year, so they're right there with this team. I don't know how many kids they lost or brought back from last year's team, but Warriors with a really tough preseason schedule for the girls. They lost to Corbett. They beat Oregon Episcopal and De La Salle, then beat Willamina. They play Sutherland, Clatskanie. Then they get Banks. I think Banks is a pretty solid girls team coming down from 4A also. Then they get Jervis, who's one of the, I think they took second in 2A last year.
Jervis is good. I've seen some of their scores.
And then we'll have the Salem Academy tournament. We're going to get at least one good matchup there, I'm sure, if not more. This is a really difficult preseason schedule for these girls, who most of whom don't have any varsity experience before this year. A lot of them.
Baptism by fire for those freshmen.
Yeah. So, and for the sophomores, you know, kind of picking this season up where last one left off with the state tournament, you're playing high-level competition. They started off this year with high-level competition. So I think by it's going to pay dividends, though, when we get into league. League's going to seem very easy compared to this preseason schedule.
But you talked to Jed about the Corbett game, I'm pretty sure, but he shared with me that middle of the third quarter is when they kind of figured out that, hey, we could play with these girls. But up until then, they just, sophomores did not play well.
He said they looked like it was their first game their freshman year.
Yeah.
They were just not ready. But they got ready quicker. Second half was good. And since then, played a terrible game on the offensive end over at Willamina in the first half. Got it together in the second half offensively, but the defense was there the whole game. And the defense is really going to get tested today with the amount of length that this team has. And what we really need is for some of our young kids to step up and knock down some outside shots early in this game, because you don't want to play from behind against a good Sutherland Bulldogs team.
No. I would assume they're going to put some pressure on full court and offensively and or defensively. Offensively, they're going to work the ball inside because of their height advantage.
Yeah. Yeah, I would assume so also. Going to pound that ball inside. But, I mean, the bottom line is you know, Micah Wicks can get her own shot, and she can set everybody else up too. In that game against us last year in the state tournament, Micah Wicks, who was a junior, played 28 minutes in that game, had 23 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 7 steals. So she also had 7 turnovers, so she can get a little loose with the ball. So maybe we can force some turnovers on her tonight, but she can beat you a lot of different ways.
Yeah, they haven't played anybody. I mean,
no, they haven't this year.
Talk about the scores. Yeah. No. 47-5.
Yeah, and a doubled up North Douglas. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break and be back with the starting lineups for tonight's game. This is KLYC McMinnville, home of Amity Warrior Sports. 7. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Just getting the starting lineups here for the Bulldogs. Their starting lineup is, of course, Micah Wicks, the 5'5 senior. They list her at 5'5. I don't think so. I put her about 5'3. Number 4, Ava Gill, 5'5 senior also. Josie Vermillion, a 5'9" junior. Madison Wagner, a 5'8" junior. And Madison Huntley, a 6'1 sophomore. And then they've got 3 more 6-footers on the bench. Addison Clark, Allison Wacher, and Caitlin Kohler, who's a senior. So, and they've got some other 5'7", 5'6" girls on their bench. They just have a ton of length. All right. For the Warriors, it's going to be 80 and Eliza Nisley, along with Maya Harzma, Sarah Lynn Grove, and we've got Sharp starting tonight, Megan Sharp. Last time it was Kylie Kendall. So they bring Kendall off the bench tonight along with Alyssa McMullen, and who else are they going to bring off the bench and get some minutes? Anybody?
Kylie and Alyssa, that's about as deep as they go.
Yeah. And maybe within a month or so, Kylie Ellie back.
Kylie, she was running last week.
Yep. Nope, she's getting really close. Exciting. We had a little late start tonight because the JV game went in overtime. It was a close one all the way down. The girls ended up losing by 1 point. But Kylie Wilson played very well in that game overall. Starting to see her get some confidence on the floor. So Huntley, 6'1", jumping center with Grove, who's about 5'9". Grove wins the tap, but wins it to Wagner. Wagner to Wicks. Wicks way out on top. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors right now. They swing it down low. Gets in the hands. Blocked by Eliza Nisley. That shot was put up by Wagner. Warriors with the ball. Grove trying to go baseline. Nothing there. Back out to 80 to Grove in the corner. Grove, they double her, and Wicks gets a steal out of it and tied up with Harzma. Warriors basketball. Good job by Maya to stay home there. Came right up on the sideline as Wicks was trying to get up the floor. Warriors with the ball. Eliza Nisley drives, kicks. Harzma thought about the three. Back to Nisley in the corner for three. Good! Eliza Nisley with the first basket of the game. That's a little different start than we had in Willamina.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't hit anything. We were missing things by 3 feet from there. Wicks with the ball, working right against Harzma. Goes behind the back, swings it to Wagner. Wagner looking in that high post, not there. Over to Vermillion. Vermillion trying to go back door to Wicks. Wicks kicks it back out, gets knocked to the floor, stolen by Eliza. Nisley throws it ahead to Scharf. Scharf up with the left hand, scores! They might need a timeout. Scharf makes it 5-0. Grotting, the head coach there. Josh Grotting. Wicks works left off a little screen. Maya gets back on her quickly. On top, Wagner. High post. Huntley kicks it back out. Huntley hasn't gotten out of the key yet. She's had her foot in that key the whole time. They're not looking at it. If I'm Jed, I work that a little bit. Three-man officiating crew here. Wicks with the drive. Help defense coming across. Wicks gets fouled and scores. Little soft finger roll there for one of the best players in the state. Minute and a half gone here in the first quarter. Basket was good. So it's 5-2. Wicks to the line. Very good free throw shooter. Knocks it down. perfectly. 5-3 Warriors. Eliza working against Vermillion. Gets it across half court. Swings it to 80 on the right wing. Back to Eliza on top. Loses it. 80 gets it back to Eliza. High post, Grove. Grove turns, looking for the wing there. It's 80 with the drive. Lost it. Knocked out of her hands. She had a nice drive from that wing. Jed calls out the play once from the sideline. Grove in the left corner. Was baseline fouled. She'll go to the line for two. Got her right along the side of the arm there. Grotty not happy with that call, Ron. I think I'm going to say that a lot tonight.
Have we seen this act before?
Yeah. To the line, Sarah Lynn Grove for two free throws with 6:08 left to go first quarter. First one, a little short. One more coming for the sophomore wing slash post. Grove takes her time. High arch, knocks it down. 6-3 Warriors with a three-point lead here. 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. Wicks picked up by Harzma. Gets a little screen. Tries to go back door. Good help defense there by Scharf. Kicks it back out. 15-footer knocked down by the 6-1 sophomore Huntley. It's nice to have your high post that can do that. We're going to have a reach-in foul on Wicks or...
10, I think.
Is it going to be on... Yeah, you're right. It's going to be on Wagner. Trying to pressure the ball there at half court against the Knisley girls. 80 with it. Works left. It's a little screen. Kicks it back out to Eliza. Top of the key. Swings it to Maya on the right angle. Works back towards the top. Tight defense there by Gill. Hard
all the way in. Scores and fouled.
Sorry. Ron stealing my thunder. But a great move by Maya. A little hesitation dribble as she turned the corner there and then accelerated to the basket. This foul going to be on number 31, Huntley, her first. Third team foul on the Bulldogs. Harzma finishes the three-point play, and it's a 9-5 game. Jed happy with the start?
Yeah.
Can't tell. He's got to be thrilled with them coming out of the gate, shooting the ball well, and being the aggressor on the offensive end. Try to go into the cutter. Knocked away. There's a pass ahead to 80. Back to Eliza. Short jumper. Left that one short off the glass. Ball's loose. Chased down by Maya. Out by the three-point line on the right angle. Over to 80 for three. Good! 80 Knisley! The assist from Harzma. And it's 12-5 Warriors. On the left wing with it. Vermillion drives. Cut off. Out to Huntley. Huntley swings it right angle. To Vermillion. Vermillion back in the high post. Ball poked away by Eliza Knisley from Wagner. There's a drive by Wicks. Gets all the way to the basket and scores down the left side of the key. Wicks is so quick with that ball. Warriors up 12-7. 80. Driving. Foul. Just a little too quick. Is that going to be on Wicks or on Vermillion? It's on Wicks. Her second. Fourth team foul.
She's very aggressive, and the way they've been calling in all games I've seen, all the refs are like really up on that hands-on touchy stuff. Point of emphasis, I think.
Harzma with it, goes low post to Scharf, back out 80, 15-footer, misses that one, saved by Scharf to Eliza, back out to Grove, to the foul line, picks up her dribble, tries to go back door to force that one, stolen away by Wagner. Wagner goes ahead, stolen though, knocked away by Grove, picked up by 80, ahead to Eliza. Eliza was gonna travel, had to give that ball up, Gill with the steal. Wicks at the other elbow, drives, little hesitation, good defense, might have been a foul on Harzma, no call. Grove going the other way, puts the brakes on. Ooh, Maya just got her feet across in time on that one. Maya top of the key, picks up her dribble, over to Eliza on the right angle, drives, pulls up, a lot of length in there from Huntley, and she affects the shot. I don't think Eliza's played against a lot of 6'1 girls who move like that. Huntley, just a sophomore, slides over, affects it. The rebound was pulled down by Wagner, and she was fouled by Grove, her first. Harzman going to get a little break here, and the Warriors go bigger by bringing in Kylie Kendall. So now one of the Niza girls will take over playing the point for the Warriors. Warriors in a 1-3-1 now with Eliza on top. Vermillion, or Wagner with it, excuse me. Wagner looking for a cutter, nothing there. Now works left, tries to go back door, knocked away by Eliza. Had Wicks covered like a glove. 80 with it, hands it off to Eliza in the corner. Grove drives, gives it to Eliza, scores! Right at the rim on a little cut down the top of the key. Eliza Nisley with 5 points in the game. 14-7 Warriors, 3:15 to go, first quarter. Wicks swings a pass across, picked off by 80. I don't know if they've played against anybody who's got this much quickness, though.
Not.
Eliza ahead to Kylie. Kylie, cross court, skip pass to 80. On top to Eliza. Eliza back in the corner. Kendall for three. Little strong. Sharp tips it, pulled down by Gill. Gill to Wicks. Wicks across half court with the left hand. Pulls up, elbow jumper. Good. That's pretty. Wicks with 7 in the game. Leading score, but the Warriors with a 5-point lead, 14-9. Eliza drives, tries to go inside to Sharp. Sharp didn't get sealed off well enough there, and Wagner with the steal. Good try. Was a little bit behind her on the pass. High post Huntley trying to go back door, knocked away. Gill gets it back to Huntley. There's a steal by Grove. Grove ahead to 80. 80 takes in with the left hand and scores. Running the court always, right? 16-9 Warriors, 2:21 left to go first quarter, Ron. This is what we were looking for this year.
Exactly.
This team can shoot, they play defense, and they run. But I'm going to tell you, the best thing they've done so far is play defense.
Yes.
They've held this outstanding Bulldogs offense to 9 points, and I'm watching the body language of Coach Grodding over here. He's not happy.
I see 5 turnovers for them already. And we've gotten probably 6 points off turnovers.
That one right there was a high post steal by Grove, and she just immediately saw Aidy Nisley taken off up the floor, gave her a little sideways bounce pass, takes it to the length of the floor. The awareness to get out on the break quickly.
Yeah, either one of the Nisley were wide open on that. She had a choice to do.
Eliza
was
on the, right side of the floor and Aidy on the left.
Can't come in. Didn't get her up there in time.
Yeah. So she'll have to wait on the sub there for Sutherland. Wicks. Out on the right wing, Wagner on top to Gill, back to Wagner. Down in the corner to Wicks on the right side. Wicks fakes, 80 on her. It's a good matchup, about the same size. Little push off by Wicks, got away with it. Jed not happy at all. Wagner trying to drive, kicks to Gill, over to Vermillion on the left angle. Vermillion.
She is camped.
Yeah, down low on the left corner to Wagner, drives, stepped out of bounds. Turnover, Bulldogs! I just want to watch Rodding's reaction. Into the game, number 3, Jada Gary, a 5'7 junior, replaces Wagner. Warriors get it in against this man, full court man pressure.
She could take
Grove those. Gets up across half court, knocked away off of Grove's knee and out of bounds. It didn't help that you had number 1, Paige Edmondson, walking along the sideline like another defender. I don't know if that was intentional or not, but I think Grove saw another black jersey coming at her and didn't know what to do.
That's really where not to go, though. She dribbled right up the sideline into a trap.
Yep. No, she thought she was going to beat that man pressure, and then the help came. Wicks with it, 16-9 Warriors, minute and a half to go, first quarter. Gill starts to drive left. Swings it back over to Edmondson. Edmondson, a junior. Good soccer player. Several of these are very good soccer players. Edmondson throws it away. Eliza with the steal. Takes it in and with the right hand scores. Wicks wasn't going to try to challenge that with her 2 fouls. 18-9 Warriors. What a first quarter for these Warriors. Wicks starts to drive. Cut off by Eliza. Swings it over to Edmondson on top of Gill. Left angle, they get it back in Wick's hands. Out on the left angle, left wing, misses the 3, rebound, Eliza Nisley. Nisley with it, gets a little screen from Grove, ahead to 80, 80 in the corner. To Kylie, back out on top now to Eliza. Works right, gets a screen, leaves it for Kylie on the right angle. Swings it over to Grove.
Oh.
Wanted to shoot, lost it, picked up by Gill. Nice steal. She wanted to shoot and tried to shoot too quick. There's a little drive by Edmondson, scoops and scores against Grove. Edmondson with her first 2. It's 18-11 Warriors. Warriors throw it away. Wicks with the steal. Had good pressure on the sideline there by Gill. Wicks drives.
Oh.
Foul. Blocking foul going to be on Grove. I think her second.
No. I think he's going for 12.
Ah, you're right. Liza gets it. Should be her first. Third team foul on the Warriors.
Two?
What?
They give her a shooting foul.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Wicks to the line to shoot free throws. Whoa. Misses the first one. So a little basketball karma there, Ron. Into the game, number three, Alyssa McMullen replaces Scharf. 20 seconds left to go in the first quarter. 18-11 Warriors. I tell you, Jed wouldn't have been totally unhappy if this score was reversed. She misses a pair. McMullen chases it down. Wow. Aidy Nisley gets it across half court, loses it to Wicks again, trying to force that right hand. Wicks with a 10-footer, gets it to drop in. Two turnovers on the Warriors, the last two trips down the floor. Grove to Aidy, trying to get it off. I don't think she did, but they were going to count it. So after one quarter, the Warriors with an 18-13 lead. And like I say, I think Jed would have been thrilled if it was 13-18. He'd take that five-point lead to the bank all night long. This is TLYC McMinnville, the home of Warrior Basketball.
.com.
Warrior Basketball, 8 minutes on the clock. Start of the second quarter, Warriors with an 18-13 lead over one of the top teams in the state, Sutherland Bulldogs. Wicks with it, working to the right side, gets a screen, picked up by McMullen, steps back to the right corner. Wants to drive.
Push. Look at her push.
Pushes off. And they're going to get a block on McMullen. I think the block came before the push, Ron. I think that's the right call, but...
They're not.
But Reg continuing to talk to the official about the push off by Wicks.
She pushes off.
She does a lot. You get an official that starts watching for that. She's going to get some offensive fouls. She's got two fouls. Huntley on the baseline knocks down the little jumper. Somebody left her all by herself 6 feet from the basket. Harzma with it. All those turnovers happen without Harzma in the game. That's part of the problem. You had your point guard on the side. Bounce pass down low. No good as Grove tried to get it across to Kendall, and it goes out of bounds.
Maya's had trouble with her breathing in the first three games, so they've had to sit her a couple times.
They go in the left corner to Huntley, trying to go for the cutter, knocked away by Kendall, and... Timeout called by the Warriors. So good job by Kylie to get that steal. Good sportsmanship there by Wicks checking on Kendall because she went down hard going after that ball. 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. 7:15 remaining second quarter, Ron. 18-15 Warriors. Both teams with 14 fouls. But really the foul story is that Wicks has two. Mm-hmm. So she has to be very careful here in this third quarter or second quarter.
She's aggressive. She could have easily had an offensive foul, had one that they gave the other girl on that trap situation.
Right. Yep. Warriors with the ball underneath the Bulldog basket. Harzma.
Here's this press.
Eliza, McMullen, Grove, and Kendall. Get it into Eliza, working on Wicks. They're going to trap that on the side. Eliza couldn't handle the pressure, tried to push it ahead. But Kendall ends up with it, gets it back to Eliza. Eliza swings it over to Grove. Grove down low, blocked from behind by Huntley. Yeah, that's a good defense by Huntley. She's long, 6'1", and a lanky 6'1". Wicks swings it to Huntley on the baseline, can't handle it. That ball had some smoke on it. Vermillion and... Wagner back into the game. A couple of starters. They replace Huntley and Gary. They got three guards out there. McMullen, another rookie going against Wicks. A little scary. She does a good job. Finds a cutter. Harzma gets in deep on the left side. Back out to Grove. On top, McMullen swings it to Kendall. Kendall on the right angle. Back on top. She traveled. I didn't see that. She must have slid that pivot foot right in front of the official. He had a unobstructed view of that 5 feet away. 18-15 still. Warriors up three. Haven't scored this quarter, though. Minute and a half gone in the second. Wicks to Gill on top. Gill high post. That's Wagner. Wagner wants to drive. Throws it up. Misses. Kendall with the rebound. Looking for a guard. Finds Eliza. Nisley with it. Her sister's on the bench. Nisley drives. Kicks it out. To Harzma. Over to Kendall. Kendall almost threw it away, knocked out of bounds by Wagner. And 80 coming in. They're going to get a little extra ball handling out there. Kendall gets a break. So now it's a four-guard offense for the Warriors plus Grove. Should be a good defensive unit. 80 trying to go down low. And we're going to get a foul on, I think, Wagner knocking down Harzma. Yeah, she just ran right through the screen. 15 foul on the Bulldogs. Second on Wagner. She joins Wicks with two. Wicks gets the steal on the inbound. Eliza going back on her. Wicks misses the shot. Gets the rebound. Fouled by Grove. Grove almost got there. Wicks so quick back to the ball. That's her second. 15 foul on the Warriors. That's going to get Scharf into the game, replacing Grove. 6:03 left to go, first half. Warriors up 18-15. It's a 2-0 Bulldog quarter so far. There's a steal by Knisley. She cannot hang on to it. She tips it away. Just wasn't enough court sideline there to work with.
They
want
to go to that sideline. They've got to get out of
there. Well, that one was, she punched the ball away and was trying to chase it down.
Okay. But it's still on this side of the ball.
Yeah. Get the ball. Wicks hooks a pass to the cutter. Wagner for the basket. Nice little high pick and roll there. Great pass from Wicks. Knisley drives, tries to throw it across court, kicked by Vermillion, or by Edmondson, excuse me. Natalie and I ate dinner with Paige Edmondson's parents down at Coos Bay last year. Got to know a little bit about their team.
Oh,
there's
wow.
A block and a foul on Wicks. Oh,
yeah,
my.
That's a big one.
She had all ball, must have followed through and got part of the elbow. Wicks not happy about it, but has to shake it off. That's her third foul, and that'll get her out of the game. It's an 18-17 game right
now.
That's
a huge change for them. We could sub. We can go 6-7 deep. They're pretty
well at the point guard position. This will be interesting for them because Wicks is their by far their best player. And both Wicks and Coach Grotting complaining about the push-off on Eliza. Eliza misses the first free throw. She'll have one more. She's got seven in the game. Wicks leaves the game with 9 points and several assists and a lot, and probably three steals already in the game. She is a terror out there on both sides of the floor. One more for Eliza. This one a little strong, misses, ball's loose, comes down with it by McMullen. McMullen resets to Knisley. Eliza with it, out on top in the corner to McMullen, goes baseline. There is nothing there. Ball ripped
turnover.
Loose and a turnover. We're going to get a foul on the Warriors, loose ball foul.
Dribble into a jam.
This is a good defense. If you dribble to the wrong place, they're going to double you every time. This is our freshmen are, and our some of our sophomores are having to learn that the hard way. How many turnovers are we up to, Ron? Do you know? Too many.
12.
Oh, there was a tip there by Knisley. There's a ball loose, picked off by McMullen. McMullen looking ahead. Eliza with it. Bounce pass to 80 and lays it up and in. What a pass. Almost like they know where the other one's going to be, Ron. There's a loose ball picked up by Scharf. Eliza, the other way, scores. Warriors forcing some turnovers without Wicks in the game.
They're hurting without Wicks.
Yeah. Wagner with it, trying to get through the double, knocked away by 80. Eliza with it, scores! And a timeout taken by the Bulldogs! Who scored that one?
That was Eliza.
That was Eliza. 80 had the steal. Eliza with the basket. She has 11 in the first half. 5:01 left to go. Grotting working on the officials. Full timeout taken. We're going to take a break also. Warriors up 24-17, 5:01 left to go. First half, KLYC McMinnville.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
Northwest Rapid Manufacturing is the premier provider of rapid manufactured prototypes and production parts. Through superior process control, operational excellence, and unmatched customer service, we are building a legacy business to serve thousands of customers for generations to come. Northwest Rapid Manufacturing, located in McMinnville, supplying quality 3D printed manufactured parts since 2008. Contact them at 503-434-8557. That's 503-434-8557.
You got your
Warriors back on defense here. Gill throws it, it's knocked away by 80. 80 can't quite hang on to it. So was that a foul too? Do you think that was a foul maybe? Was that, did they get him to foul or maybe a knee there, Ron? What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know, Ron. 24-17 Warriors, under 5 minutes to go. They get it to Gill on the right sideline. They're nervous out there.
And we switch the defense on.
Wagner swings it over. Edmondson, mid-range, no good.
That's
ball knocked out of bounds. Warriors basketball. 4:43 left to go in the first half. 24-17 Warriors. The Nisley girls along with Harzma, McMullen, and Scharf on the floor. 80 with it. Working up the right side. Puts the brakes on the three-point line to Harzma. Harzma with the drive and kick to Scharf.
There
out 80. Fakes the three. Back to Scharf in the corner. On top of Liza on the right angle. Eliza gets a screen. Dumps it to 80. Kicks it. McMullen, 15-footer, buries it. What ball movement is that? It is sweet music to my basketball eyes.
Trouble here.
Wagner gets it back to Gill. Throws it across court. Edmondson loses it. Gets it back to Gill. Swings it into the right corner. For the right wing. A three-pointer missed there by Edmondson. By Vermillion, excuse me. Picked up by Harzma. Harzma up the right side. Crosses over on Gill. Gets in deep. Scoops. Should have been fouled. Got knocked to the floor. No call there. Wagner with it at the top of the key. Pushing up the other way. Wagner doubled by the Nisleys. Now McMullen comes in.
Travel.
There's a travel. Warriors forcing another turnover. 26-17, 3:49 to go, first half. This game changed dramatically with the foul trouble to Wicks. They haven't scored since she went out.
Yeah, it was 18-17 when she went out.
So it's 8-0 run for the Warriors. McMullen with it, pressured hard, gets a screen.
That's
a foul. You got to call the foul. They're going to... Not gonna call the foul?
Over and back?
Oh my goodness.
Called foul on Maya.
Oh.
I don't believe that one.
I don't either. Wow. McMullen got bumped and pushed back over the half court line. They called Harzma for the foul.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah,
seventh team foul on the Warriors. So both teams in the one on one now. Wagner, they double her. Knocked away by Harzma. Harzma needs to look ahead to 80. Eliza gets it to her, lays it up and in. Eliza Nisley having herself a game, and Harzma with a steal and an assist on that one. Warriors up 11. They get it ahead. They swing it and throw it away. Huntley looking for Edmondson and Mister. Gary into the game replaces Wagner. 28-17 Warriors. It's the Warrior rush here on defense. Just coming at them in waves. Nisley, 80 type, crossing the court with it. Puts the brakes on, high post, knocked away. McMullen trying to get it back, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot one on one. This is going to be on Vermillion.
We'll be shooting bonuses now, too.
Yeah, both teams in the one on one. 3:07 remaining first half. 28-17 Warriors. Freshman Alyssa McMullen to the line. Grotting continues to complain about nothing in particular.
Well,
just because he needs to complain.
We saw him in the state tournament.
Oh, same thing. Yep. First one hit by McMullen. She's got three in the game. Looking for another one here. Yeah, Grotting, we watch him. We decided we couldn't stand him immediately. He just, every game we watched him as a coach, just obnoxious to the officials. Misses the second one. Chased down by Huntley. They put a little pressure on her.
Trouble.
She's
double
handling
dribble.
The ball. That's, and there's the travel. Got over the double dribble. And Grotting, look at Grotting. He can't complain about that one. He nodded his head.
She double dribbled over in the corner and
got away
with trapped.
One.
Yeah.
Even Grotting can't complain about that one. Harzma, left side of the key on the baseline. Bounce pass into Scharf. Lost it. Tried to make her move before she had it. Stolen away by Vermillion.
Travel.
Get it to Gill. Gill pressured. Looking to the middle of the floor. Gary, back over to Vermillion. Vermillion with it, swings it. Almost stolen. Gill with it. Doesn't want it. Gives it to Edmondson. Edmondson down in the corner to Vermillion. Swings it back to Gill on the cut. Through the, with the right hand, misses. McMullen strong in traffic with a rebound. Gets it over to Maya. Maya way ahead to Eliza on the right wing. Back to a cutting. Harzma lays it up and in! What a pass! Nisely to Harzma. She's got five in the game. They throw it ahead to Huntley. Huntley swings it. Vermillion can't handle it. Oh. Saved by the Warriors. That was 80 with the save. McMullen to Harzma. 2:06 left to go. Warriors up 14. High post, Scharf. Trying to go back. Now gives it to 80. 80, top of the key. Swings it right angle.
There it is.
Eliza with the drive. Pulls up. Banks it in from 6 feet. Eliza having herself a half. 15 points in the first half for the freshman. Kendall coming into the next break. They throw it away on the sideline. How long can Grotting leave? Wicks on the bench.
He doesn't have a choice.
They cannot get the ball into their offense. No. When they do, they can't run their offense.
Well, it's obvious they haven't played anybody
that can pressure them, right?
47-5 and whatever the other score was.
Double them up.
You can't.
33-17 Warriors with the ball, minute 40. Kendall with it, works around the top of the key, starts to drive. Oh, tried to go cross court to high-low to Scharf, stolen by Gill, gets it ahead to Huntley, lays it up and in. So they get the fast break action going. First point since Wicks went out. 33-19 Warriors. Eliza trying to get the floor balanced, hooks it in the high post. They go back door to Alyssa. Alyssa swings it with the left hand, no good, gets it back. And she is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot. That's going to be on Gary, number 3. That's her first foul, I think. 18 foul. 1:08 left to go in the second quarter. Hey, I want to make mention here. We got a new clock guy, and he's doing a good job. Isaac Paulus, high school and middle school math teacher.
He said experience. He does the JV games.
Yep.
The junior high games.
Yep, and now he's moving up to varsity and doing a good job. Gets the first stun, McMullen does. She's got one more coming. It's a 15-point lead, looking to make it 16. And she did. Clean. Jed compelling his girls to be smart. It's a 1-3-1, looking for the turnover. They push it ahead on the right side. Huntley throws it down low. Oh, nice catch and shoot by Gary right at the rim in traffic. Going the other way. Eliza with it. Swings it to travel on Kendall. She got a little excited with the pump fake and the drive at the top of the key. 35-21 Warriors. 52 seconds left to go in the first half. They've got Rettledge in the game, another senior to help with ball handling. Swings it over to Huntley. Huntley back to Gill. Down to the baseline. 15-footer missed. Ball knocked out of bounds by Huntley. The shot was missed by Vermillion. Huntley knocks it out of bounds. Warriors basketball. They're going to still go full court man pressure here, but without Wicks, it's just not quite the same thing, is it?
No. Here's the foul.
Eliza pushes up the right side, throws it down to Kendall on the baseline. Oh, off of Eliza's foot on the cut. Trying to get it back to her. Hit her in the foot with the pass. Gill throws it up with the left hand, misses. Scharf tips it. McMullen with a rebound on the baseline. Good hustle by Scharf and McMullen down there. 19 seconds to go. One shot is what I want right now if I'm the coach. 80 with it on the left wing. Drives left. Nothing there. Back out to McMullen. On top, Kendall fakes.
Here it is.
Kicks it. Scharf drives. Throws it away. Trying to go back out on top. McMullen had slid down that left side of the arc a little bit. And Scharf threw it out too high. 3.2 seconds left to go in the first half. 35-21. Amity on top of Sutherland.
They won't get it across
Gill,
the court.
2 seconds. One. Rutledge didn't know how much time was on the clock and can't do anything with it. Warriors were up 5. After one, they're up 14. As Wicks went to the bench with what, about five?
It was 18-17.
Right, but I'm trying to remember, was that about 6 minutes ago in the half? I think a couple minutes into the second quarter.
Yeah,
five?
Yeah, more like five. Yep.
So over those next 5 minutes or so, the Warriors outscored them 17-5. with Wicks on the bench. I'm going to mark that down a little bit so I'll remember. 17-5 without Wicks.
It had to be pretty early because it was 18-17 at the end of the first quarter.
No. It was 18-13. They scored the first basket, but nobody scored for a while. I know it was definitely inside of the six-minute mark. It was 5-something.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we're going to take a quick break and be back with some numbers from the first half for you. This is KLYC, home of Amity Warrior Sports. All right, Warrior fans, halftime here from Amity High School. Got about 4.5 minutes to go before the start of the third quarter. It's 35-21 Amity over... I mean, right now, Sutherland's ranked number 4 in 3A. Who knows this early in the year? We know that they were one of the top teams in the state last year. They lost to Nissa, who won the state title in a close game. Didn't play very well in that game. They had a lot of problems with Nissa's length.
Yes.
Nissa's got that 6-whatever girl, 6'6", 6'5".
Wicks might have gotten foul trouble that game because they just thought they don't have anything when she comes out.
No, they don't. They really struggle to handle the, to handle the ball when she goes out. Warriors in the first half led by Eliza Nisley with 15 points. Aidie Nisley had 7. Alyssa McMullen with 5. Now, Ron, what do all three of those girls have in common?
Freshmen.
They are all freshmen. So you got 27 points out of your three freshman girls in the first half. 5 for Harzma and 1 for Grove. That's your sophomores. And Megan Sharf had a basket. So your upperclassmen gave you 2 points. Your lowerclassmen, freshmen and sophomores, gave you 33 points in that first half. Wicks with 9 for the Bulldogs and then foul trouble. She had 3 in the first half. What do you got?
We have 17 turnovers. They have 17 turnovers. But we converted on our steals.
Yes.
Whereas they did, all their turnovers, our turnovers came into the backcourt and didn't turn into fast break baskets.
Maybe 2 baskets for them off of turnovers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we probably had 9-10 baskets.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Especially when Wicks went out, we had about 3 in a row.
A lot of Lizas.
Well, we're shooting a high percentage because of that, because we're getting a lot of lay-ins and close-in shots, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
That's your setup for how we're shooting.
Yeah.
How are we shooting?
We were 15 for 19, unofficial, from the field.
Right. So somewhere
in the... They were 9 for 18.
We're somewhere in that 70 to 75% range from the field. That's what happens when you shoot lay-ins. You shoot a high percentage. They were what?
9 for 18, but...
But a lot of turnovers, 17 turnovers. This is what they did to us down there at state.
Mm-hmm.
We turned the ball over 32 times in that state playoff game. They're on pace for 34.
They have 1 3, and then the rest of their shots are lay-ins. And we have 2 threes, and most of ours are all lay-ins, all the rest of them.
So the key to this game is, does Wicks pick up her 4th foul here early in the third quarter or not?
You're going to spend the next minute and 36 debating how are we going to do this.
Yep.
Because there's not much chatter going on.
Well, there. And Wicks has a tendency to push off. She's very aggressive.
She could pick up her 4th wood real easy.
A lot of different ways, right? She tends to push off when you cut her off on the baseline or the drive. She's very aggressive defensively, and that's a hard thing to rein in as a coach, Ron. You know this. Especially for a guard that knows how quick she is, knows she can get steals. It is so hard to tell her to back off.
Mm-hmm.
It takes away her aggressiveness and the initiative that she has out there. And she's a pretty special player, but nobody is special when they're sitting on the bench.
No. Well, that's a test of your coaching. Mm-hmm. I mean,
are you prepared for that?
Yeah. Are you going to get the rest of the girls to play, or are you going to yell and scream at them and belittle them? That's one of the problems we had with him. Belittling style of coaching.
And tonight it's been just complaining to the officials one after another.
You really can't complain about the fouls.
No.
I mean, I think
it was even,
right? I think the fouls were 7-7.
Yeah, or 8-8 or something, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Warriors basketball to start the third quarter on the floor for the Warriors. It's going to be Harzma, Nisley, Grove, and Sharf. They've got Gill, Vermillion, Wagner, Huntley, and Wicks, and they're in a zone. They went away from their man-to-man. It's 2-3 zone. Try to keep Wicks out of foul trouble here. 80. They trap her. Gets it to Eliza. Swings it to Grove for 3. No good. Rebound Huntley. Gets it to Wicks. Wicks pushes up the right side. 80 picks her up, drives right, cut off by Grove, hooks it inside to Huntley.
Nice.
What a pass.
That's nice.
Huntley lays it up and in. She's got 8. Wow. That was smooth. Drew the double team and just casually stepped away from the double team, hooked the pass. There's a great move by Eliza. Could have picked up a foul on Wick. She had to get out of the way. But the rebound goes to Huntley. Gets it to Wagner. Wagner to Gill out on top. Gill working on Harzma. Couldn't get the ball to Wicks. Now they go inside. High post to Huntley. Huntley looking for somebody to give it to out to Wagner on top. Over to Gill. Goes back to Huntley in the high post. Huntley turns, shoots,
nice.
And scores. I thought she was going to pass that ball, Ron. Looked like it. There was nothing there. She ends up shooting and scoring. Warriors get it across half court. Eliza attacks down. Stolen by Wicks. Wicks playing that passing lane. Puts the brakes on. 17-footer. Buries it. My goodness.
Timeout.
35-27. Jed not happy with the spacing on the press break. Talking to Scharf about that, and then he'll start talking to the team here.
A quick 6-0 run.
35-27 with 6:42 left to go here in the third quarter. Well, we knew this game wasn't over just because they built a big lead with Wicks. If Wicks had been playing and we'd done that to him, that'd be one thing. But you knew she was going to come out and try to make something happen.
And they really didn't take advantage of the height. The last two times down the court, they've got the ball inside to
Huntley.
And
yeah, she's got 10 in the game now. She and Wicks have the points in this half. It's a 6-0 run to start the half.
The first 3 or 4 minutes of this quarter is really going to be important. And being this press would be really important.
It's to 80. Zone press. They get it to Eliza across half court. Finds Grove. Lays it up. Miss. Got fouled. Yeah, there was an arm on her left shoulder. Some coaches are blind to fouls. They complain about every single foul. This one on number 5, Josie Vermillion.
You and I were
that's
never
her
that
second.
Way.
No. I just wanted it called fair, Coach. Just call both ways.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Come on. Don't start this.
Warriors hurt themselves at the foul line here a little bit tonight. Sarah Lynn misses that one. She's 1 for 3 from the foul line. See if she can split a pair here.
She's a good enough shooter to make.
She should be a 80%. 75, yeah. Second one barely gets to the rim. So Grove 1 for 4. Wicks drives, gets it to Gill, hooks it up, misses, ball. There's gonna have a loose ball foul on the Warriors.
It's a bad foul. It's on Maya.
Well, it was gonna be a lay-in. It's on 13, so they called it on the third on Maya. You're right, they changed it. They didn't change it, this is the way our clock puts it up there. Third foul on Maya, she's gotta be careful. They get into Wicks in the left corner, down low to Huntley. Huntley back out. Wagner drives, throws it up off the glass, no good. Pushes Grove out of the way, just muscles her and gets the ball, and now it's gonna be Grove's fourth. You can't do that. Or third. That's going to be her third. I take it back. I was thinking she'd just gotten her third.
She should have had the rebound. That's what started
the
whole
thing. She just got out-muscled by Wagner. Wagner just wanted that ball more than she did. They get it into Wicks on the left corner. Drives baseline. Up and in.
Ooh.
So smooth. Wicks and company back within 6. Maya drives all the way in.
Might have been fouled.
There's the call from out on top. How does the guy in the baseline not call that? Harzma go to the line. I mean, she just got clotheslined. Third foul on Vermillion. Second team foul. Both teams have 2. Harzma hits the first one. 6 points in the game for the sophomore point guard.
Took us 2 minutes to get a hoop. A point, excuse me.
Harzma again at the foul line. Misses this one. Chases it down, and she just gets plastered. But the ball goes out of bounds off of Vermillion.
Five just rolled her.
She did. My goodness. Great hustle by Maya. Chased that ball down on the baseline from the foul line. And that's what made that happen. looking to get it in the corner. Grove for three. No good. Halfway down. Ball loose. Still loose. Harzma back out to Grove. Eliza swings it to 80 for three. Left. Long rebound. Wicks. Wicks looking up the floor. Crosses half court. Little hesitation dribble. Harzma almost had a hand on that ball. Kicks it over to Vermillion for three. Short. And the rebound to the Warriors out of bounds. Wagner battling down there. Harzma mixing it up with her down low. Maya fearless down there.
Yeah, the first two games she was not playing that aggressive.
36-29, 5.5 to go.
Oh.
Bad pass ahead there by Eliza. Picked off by Wicks. Goes behind the back. A little out of control. Swings the pass out of bounds. And that, coach will not tolerate that pass. That was a bad pass from your senior point guard. That was a no-look hook pass from 25 feet out diagonally. Nobody knew that ball was coming. Especially not her teammate. Harzma gets it across half court. In the corner to Sharp.
Traveled.
Yep. Been traveled because of Wicks cutting off the passing lane.
It's gotta get
McMullen coming in.
Get a list in. This is
gotta get more ball handling out there. 36-29. Warriors up 7 with the ball, 5:15. No, not with the ball, excuse me. Bulldogs have the ball, down 7. Wicks walks it across half court, swings it left angle to Wagner down on the baseline.
There it is.
The ball is thrown away, picked off by Eliza. She just accelerates past and scores. Just so quick. 17 of the game for Eliza nicely. 38-29, bad pass there from Huntley, intended for Vermillion. They go down low to Huntley, looking for a cutter. Oh, there's the foul. That's going to be an offensive foul on Wagner.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness. They called that on.
He's lobbied
on
himself
on Eliza. That was a total shove by Wagner. Okay. Warriors back on defense here. They get it into Wicks in the left corner. Wicks drives, spin, tough shot, no good. Harzma with the rebound. That was a force there. Harzma. Gill putting some pressure on. Harzma gets past her. Bounce pass to McMullen. Buries the three-pointer from the left wing with Wicks challenging. 8 points for McMullen. 41-29 Warriors.
Shooter. She could shoot.
Oh, she's going to be a great shooter, isn't she?
Yep.
She's already good. Huntley in the lane.
Forever.
Where's the 3 second call?
Finally.
No call. They got it. Yeah. And the coach is not happy with that. His post just frozen there. She didn't know where to go with the ball.
She likes to be at that three quarter post spot and she just camps in there.
Yeah. And that time she had both
feet
in the lane.
Besides.
Harzma. Under some pressure. Needs to get it across half court here. Accelerates.
Trouble.
There's a reach foul. No call. They swing it. McMullen on the baseline. Gets the roll. No! Grove inside. Foul. Boy, this guy in the baseline does not blow his whistle. The guy out top has had to call both of those fouls. The first one when Harzma on the drive got sandwiched. He didn't call it. This one, Grove gets smacked across the arm and she puts the offensive rebound back up. He doesn't call it. It's the outside official having to call both of those. That's why they're late. Grove at the line for two. Misses the first one. She's struggling
for
the foul line tonight. Well, you know what happens at the foul line. You start thinking about things. You start aiming the ball instead of just relaxing.
It's a little too high. She's just got a little too much arch.
Warriors up by 12. Looking for 13 here. Looks good.
That's
it. Grove with 2 points in the game. 2 out of 6 now from the foul line. But the Warriors up 13. Great rebound there. And a putback attempt by Grove. They need her length in there against Huntley. On top. No, knocked away. Stolen by Kendall.
Kendall puts
the brakes on. Swings it. Oh, somehow Eliza gets it. Drives. Oh, tried to go low. Stolen away by Vermillion. Gets it ahead to Wicks. Wicks in transition. What are we going to get here? A blocking foul on the Warriors.
That's going to be a hurting foul.
It's one of the Eliza or Nice or 80. No, it's going to be Eliza. Is that her fourth?
Yeah.
Harzma in. Eliza out. That's her fourth foul. Trying to hustle back on defense. It's tough sometimes, especially against a girl like Wicks. Huntley swings it on top to Gill, down on the left side. Wicks, 80 on her. Wants to drive, cut off. Good help defense there by McMullen. They try to go high post. They throw it over the top of Huntley, and it's picked off by 80. 80 spins away from whoever's guarding her there. 23, Ratledge. McMullen misses the three. Wicks grabs the air ball. Cross half court. McMullen on her. Sends her back towards 80, who's got her now. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Warriors up by 13. Try to go back door. Throw it away. Wicks with another turnover. I'm amused. I'm sorry. It's just... Grotting's antics on the sideline are pretty amusing. I mean, that one's just on his... Oh, there's a travel on Alyssa.
After dribble.
Yeah, and Ratledge kind of gave her a little fake like she was going to jump the passing lane, picked up her dribble, and drug that foot. 2:49 to go third quarter, 42-39 Warriors. Warriors with four team fouls and the Bulldogs with three.
Oh,
Wicks with a push off. No call again. Now Jed's starting to get fired up. Out to Huntley on the wing. Huntley with the drive. Blocked by Grove, and they get her for her fourth. Warriors are getting some serious foul trouble here. Jed can't get that call on Wicks. They won't give Wicks the fourth foul no matter what. That's at least three times we've seen her with a pretty hard push off. Grove's going to come out after the first free throw and Scharf into the game. Huntley misses the foul shot. Grove out, Scharf in. Scharf not in foul trouble. So Kendall Scharf, 80 Nisley, McMullen, and Harzma on the floor for the Warriors. Huntley misses the second one. Aww. Long rebound to Ratledge. Tries to get it up, falls down, loses it.
Key. Never left.
Vermillion with it. Gives it back to Ratledge and scores. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That's not good.
Ratledge ends up with the basket. Poor officiating there. They missed it.
She fell down in the key.
Yeah, 42-31. They had the ball the whole time.
That's a foul.
Boy.
My
even
goodness.
Danny Kaye up here, normally mild-mannered, starting to get on these officials a little bit. That should have been a foul on Vermillion. Jed's got to be careful. He's starting to get pretty hot on the sideline.
Referee told Carl to be quiet.
80 with it. Finds Scharf in the high post. Swings it. Kendall. Deep
no
two.
Way.
Ooh, too strong. Ball tipped out of bounds by... Oh, I thought we were going to get it.
80.
Yeah, 80 must have touched it there. I thought Vermillion hit it. Warriors still up 11. They were up 14 when this quarter started. Wicks has played the whole time. Warriors hanging in there, but in some foul trouble with Eliza and Sarah Lynn on the bench with four. Huntley out on top. Edmondson. Edmondson looking for a screen.
There it is.
80 with the steal. 80 breaks away, lays it up, misses the shot. McMullen puts it up and in. Way to follow ahead. McMullen and Kendall following that. McMullen now with 10 points in the game. They try to throw, get it down low, kick it back out. Huntley on the right wing, back out on top to Wicks. Wicks, 80 up on her, starts to drive, gets in deep, throws it off the glass, misses. Kendall with the rebound. Gets
and
it to
fouled.
McMullen. Yeah, she was fouled by Wicks. No call. It's okay. Got the drive the other way. Harzma out to Kendall. Kendall swings it down
wide
low
open
to 80, lays it up and in! What a great pass by Kylie Kendall, finding 80 Nisley, who's got 9 points in the game, her first two of this half. Warriors back up 15. They were 14. There's a backdoor pass. They can't handle it. Wicks trying to force things now. And her teammates aren't good enough for what she's tried to do.
No.
She's throwing passes that she could catch. But part of being a great point guard is throwing a pass the girl that you're throwing it to can catch. They get it into 80. Back to Maya. Maya pushes up the left side. Puts the brakes on when she reaches Wicks. Gets a little screen from 80. Works right. Down in the corner, McMullen puts the brakes on. Back out to Scharf. McMullen, right corner three. Oh. Little short. Wicks with the rebound. Wicks going the other way. Harzma back on defense. Wicks pushes off again. No call. Rebound Scharf. Scharf, one dribble, gets it to McMullen with 35 seconds to go third quarter. 46-31 Amity. McMullen to Harzma. Harzma with three fouls out by the Warrior head here to our right. Harzma.
Oh.
Oh, lost it. Trying to cross over. That's a travel, though. She rolled over. It's okay. 80 with the steal to Kendall. Kendall, short jumper, misses that one. Wicks with another weak side rebound. Wicks trying to look up. Nobody's out there to throw the ball to, so she puts the brakes on. 12 seconds. Wicks gets a little screen, crosses over, loses it. They throw it down on the baseline with 5 seconds. Back to Wicks at the foul line. Misses. Sharp with another rebound. 2 seconds. Puts it up from half court. Almost just off the side of the rim. Great effort by Sharp. Hey, 3 quarters in the books, Warrior fans. 46-31. The Amity Warriors lead by 15 as we head to the fourth quarter in the final frame here for Amity High School. This is KLYC McMinnville.
Leffen Enterprises is locally owned and operated by distinguished members of the Amity alumni and are proud sponsors of the Amity Athletic Program and School District.
Contact Tim Harzma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harzma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
Leffen Enterprises is locally owned and operated by distinguished members of the Amity alumni and are proud sponsors of the Amity Athletic Program and School District.
DNA Physical Therapy and Athletics is located at 516 South Trade Street in Amity. At DNA, our Doctor of Physical Therapy has extensive experience training and treating athletes. We never use aids or assistants, so you will spend your appointment one-on-one with your PT. If you need to work on your game or have an injury you need to work through, call DNA at 971-708-6113 and let them unleash your dynamic, natural athlete.
She just has
okay, Warrior fans, 8 minutes to go in this one. From Amity High School, the Warriors lead the Sutherland Bulldogs 46-31. Eliza back into the game along with 80. You got Sharp, McMullen, and Kendall on the floor. So Maya getting a little break here. Wicks tries to go back door, and it's intercepted by McMullen. 80 with it. Slows it down, top of the key. Swings it to Eliza. Eliza looking inside. There's nothing there. That's okay. Swings it out on top to Kendall. Left side, 80. Fakes the three, drives on Wicks, picks up her dribble. Out on top to Eliza. Right side, McMullen, 18-footer. In and out. Oh, rebound, put back up and in by 80 Nisley. Just stole that ball out of Wicks' hands and laid it in. 48-31. How you like them freshmen, folks? Edmondson swings it to Huntley in the left corner. Huntley, sharp on her. Out to, on top to Edmondson. Right side now on the wing. Wicks wants to drive, hooks a pass over to Edmondson. Eliza Honor doesn't foul. They swing it back over to Wicks on the right angle. Wicks trying to go backdoor to Edmondson. Good defense by the Warriors. Wicks drives, throws it up off balance. Yep, poor shot. That should be a foul. They're just going to give us the ball, whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was Huntley just took Sharp out.
Well, so no. Huntley.
Yeah, they get their starters back into the game here for the most part. They've got Gary on the floor still, but along with Gill, Huntley, Wagner. No Vermillion.
Nice pass.
And Wicks. They get it across. Slow it down. Good composure by the freshman. Eliza with it to 80. Thinks about the three. We don't need that. Back out on top to Kendall. 80, right wing. Working on Gill. Looking for Eliza. Down low. McMullen.
Maybe.
15-footer. Buries it. She's such a good little shooter. 12 points in the game for Alyssa. 7 this half. 50-31. The Warriors up 19. Wicks way out on top. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Wicks. They double her. Finds
fouled.
Yeah. Wagner on the cut. And that's going to be Eliza's fifth.
She's gone.
And that'll get Maya back into the game. Eliza out of the game with 5.
It's a gamble to play her for those 2 minutes. Seven, but it was important to play those. She made a difference.
Well, they went from 15 to 19, and she gave Maya 2 minutes of rest.
Yeah.
So Maya back into the game. Eliza was 17 points, 15 in the first half. Wagner hits the first one. 16 fouls for the Warriors, only 3 for the Bulldogs. Second one missed, loose ball inside, picked up, and then
turnover.
Stolen by Harzma. What a job of anticipating that. Harzma working on Gill. Danny Kagan excited here to my right. Eliza, or 80 down low, sharp. No call. Harzma with the rebound. Back out on top. Kendall thought about the three. Back to Harzma. She'll take the three. Little strong and to the right. Loose ball. Kendall knocked to the floor. No call. Oh, my goodness. Wicks going the other way. Drives in with the left hand and scores.
First basket.
I guess yelling at the official for the whole first half works. Wicks with another basket. McMullen throws it ahead to 80. Warriors up 16. Almost stolen. Alyssa gets it back to Maya. Maya on top by the center circle, directing some traffic over to 80 on the left wing. Thinks about the three. We don't need that right now. On top, Scharf. Scharf takes the drive.
Oh, no.
Banks
oh
it in goodness. From 15. Not what we were looking for, but we'll take it. 52-34. Scharf with four. Just clothesline that one off the backboard and in. Sometimes you need to get a little lucky, and we'll take that luck right there. Wicks down low to Huntley, trying to back her way down. They double her.
Traveled.
Step through. They're going to get a foul called.
My goodness.
You got to get there. You can't let her split that double, though. 7-3. 7-3. I think that's what it is. 7-3 on the board. Can't get a foul call on the black team here. Huntley misses the foul shot.
She's a good person to foul.
Yeah, I think she's the right one. She's missed her last three. Timeout taken by the Bulldogs. 4:45 left to go. It's 52-34 in favor of the Warriors.
We just take care of the ball. We have an 18-point lead. And the fouls, in spite of the fouls, we have an 18-point lead.
Yeah, in spite of not being able to get a call out there to save our lives, they're just running into people, pushing people, running through people. No calls anywhere.
Well, you could lobby the whole first half,
I guess. I guess it works, doesn't it? Jed needs to learn.
Well, I don't go for that kind of coaching, but
yeah. I am all for getting on an official when the calls aren't being made. But when you're just on them no matter what.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Huntley with another one coming. 4:45 remaining fourth quarter. 18-point Warrior lead. Eliza Nisley on the bench with five. Huntley misses again. Rebound.
Right person to foul,
Kendall.
Sure.
She's missed four straight. I'd put her down there almost every time if you could. Adie gets it across, gets it to Harzma. Sarah Lynn coming into the next break. Harzma starts to drive, kicks to Kendall in the corner, back to Harzma.
Oh.
Blocked, yeah, by Huntley. And
good
a jump ball.
Warrior
basketball. Yeah, Maya got in there pretty deep on a 6'1 long-armed girl.
That's not going to go.
No.
And probably not a foul either.
No, she capped that with both hands.
Yeah.
She didn't have to jump. They lob into Sarah Lynn, hands it back to Maya. To Scharf on top, 80.
Use some time.
Nisley with it. Nisley over to Alyssa.
Make them foul.
Alyssa by the center circle, swings it back over to Harzma. Harzma looking down in the corner to Grove. Grove back out to McMullen on top. Nisley. Nisley starts to drive, gives it up to Harzma. 4 minutes. Grove to Scharf.
That's a good pass.
Scharf.
That's gotta be a foul.
Basket and good! Megan Scharf with the left hand up and in on Huntley. I think she surprised Huntley by going to that left, Ron.
Yeah.
We've all seen it, but most people don't expect that righty to go to that left hand, and that's her preferred hand around the basket, it seems like. Big basket by Scharf.
Nope.
Free throw, no good. Ball pulled down by Huntley inside, but what a big basket. Makes it a 20-point game, under 4 minutes to go. Wagner over to Wicks. Wicks tries to go backdoor. Wagner makes the shot. That's a great pass. Wagner with five. Back to 18. Warriors with the ball. Harzma almost loses it. Gets it to 80. Oh, throws that one away to Wicks. Wicks going the other way. McMullen gets a hand in her face. Wicks gets the jumper to go in from the foul line. Mistake there by the Warriors. 80 gets it to Grove. Grove back to Harzma. Harzma trying to get past the trap. Gets it. They get it down low from 80 to Scharf.
Oh,
left
a foul.
Hand. She's fouled on Huntley again, I think. Fifth team foul.
Got to make foul shots.
It's going to be on Huntley. See if Megan can knock down at least one here, if not two. And a timeout called by the Warriors. It's going to be a full timeout. Red's going to get his, or Reg. Reg just texted me a minute ago. Jed going to get his girls a little bit of a break here. This is Warriors basketball. KLYC McMinnville. We will be right back.
Tom.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. 3:14 remaining in the fourth quarter here from Amity High School, where your Warriors lead the Sutherland Bulldogs, the third place team from last year's state tournament that beat us by 33 points in the first round down there. Warriors lead them 54-38 by 16 points. We've got Megan Scharf going to the line to shoot two, Ron. Mm-hmm.
She can make free throws, but the problem is when she's missing them, she gets, it gets in her head.
She had a couple of big baskets here in this fourth quarter. One of them, a little ill-advised shot from the foul line, forced it up, but banked it in. The second one, a great move with the left hand. Now she gets to the line.
Come on.
And buries the free throw.
That's a nice looking shot.
Megan Scharf, 7 points in the game, 5 in this half. One more for the senior post. And misses that one. It looked good, though. Huntley chases it down. Warriors up by 17. 55-38. Wicks goes behind the back. Steps back on the left wing. Swings it across. Gary hooks it up with the right hand. Misses it. Great rebound by Grove. Gets it to 80. 80. Back to Grove across half court. Puts the brakes on. Wicks behind her. 80. Now to Maya. Harzma sets it up at the center circle. 2:50 to go. Crosses over.
Keep it up. There it is.
Back door. McMullen, 15-footer, buries it. She loves that mid-range shot, Ron.
I know.
She can hit the three, but, man, she loves the mid-range. And what a weapon when you're breaking a press or a zone to have a mid-range shooter on the weak side. They get it inside to
10.
That's Wagner, and she's fouled. She'll shoot two. That's going to be on. But we get
Call
that foul
McMullen.
On.
Three, number three.
There it is, okay. That's her second foul. Eighth team foul on the Warriors, but two shots for Wagner. A nice cut by Wagner. Hits the first foul shot. One more coming. Wagner, a junior. Second one, good also. Confident free throw shooter. Back to 17. 80, almost throws it away. It's tipped by Wagner. They're playing with some serious energy here. It's a 17-point game with 2:28 remaining. Warriors with the ball. No Eliza. She fouled out. Maya tweaked her ankle there a little bit, I think. Warriors throw it ahead to Scharf. Scharf with the drive.
Check.
Blocked by Huntley. Harzma with another rebound. On the floor, it's going to be a jump ball. That will be Bulldog basketball, right? Harzma had that rebound inside, but got it knocked away. Ball was loose on the floor. Warriors get tied up. Wicks, top of the key, right angle now. Swings it on top to Gill. They go left side to Wagner. Let him run some clock. We're down to almost 2 minutes. On the cutter, Wicks
nice
misses. That was a good block.
Nice
There's
check.
Another block by Grove, and they're going to get her for a foul. Wow.
Oh, my.
So Grove fouls out. That'll bring Kendall back in. So Eliza Nisley and Sarah Grove have fouled out of this one. 2:04 left to go. 57-40. Huntley to the line, though. She's missed four in a row.
Four.
She's got 10 points in the game, and now she's got 11.
She got it.
One more coming for the sophomore, 6-1 post. And she gets them both. So it's a 15-point lead with 2:04. You got to take care of the ball. You're going to have to make some free throws down the stretch, too. They get it into Harzma. There's only 5 team fouls on the Bulldogs. They're trying to get the 10-second call or the turnover.
It's going to be close.
They get it
to out, Jed.
McMullen to Harzma. Harzma throws it ahead. Oh. Scharf can't get to it. They throw it away. Jed complaining that there was a foul not called. It's 1:50. 14 seconds came off the clock there. I'm not sure how that's possible. Back door to Gill. Lays it up and in. He's getting backdoored. Warriors getting a little tired, I think. Gill with their first basket. And there's a steal knocked away, and they're going to get
a foul.
Nisely. No, it's going to be on Nisely. It's going to be Sutherland shooting free throws.
Goodness.
This one called on 80. She landed on her. Ninth team foul on the Warriors. That's going to put.
Make that call. Call it both ways, guys. Come on.
10th team foul, excuse me. So Wagner to the line to shoot two. So they're going to clarify if it's 9 or 10. So they're going to clarify here if this is 1 and 1 or 2. 10 it is. So it's two team or two foul shot. Two shot foul the rest of the way. 1:37 left to go. 13-point game. It's not over yet, folks. Wagner misses a free throw, though. That hurts. She hit her last two. She's 3 out of 5 in the game. 5 team fouls on Sutherland. Misses them both. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Oh!
Cole White.
Yeah, we got it. I thought Kendall hit that ball out of bounds, but we got the call. 13-point lead, 1:36.
We got a touchdown here.
Nope, it's not there.
Not there.
Got to get it in, though.
Call timeout.
Get it into Kendall. Back to Harzma. This press is tough. Harzma working against Wagner. Gets past her. Splits. And there's a reach in on Wicks. That's her fourth. And she needed that foul. She knew, like, we got to stop the clock. And Jed wants a timeout. We're going to take a full or a 30 here.
Have to have a total collapse to lose a 13-point lead.
Well, you have
I
to
don't
take
think
care-
we can do it.
You have to take care of the ball,
it'll
and you're
going
to have to make some free throws.
It'll be closer, but
well, the question is, can Wicks stay in the game?
Yeah,
she's got four fouls. If something happens,
well,
she has to foul,
and they can't afford to put her up on the ball
no.
because if she gets, she's very aggressive. She's
well, in that time, she knew she had three fouls. She took that foul knowing that, number one, it doesn't put us in the bonus yet, and number two, it was only her fourth, and number three, she needed to stop us from running clock.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, we could have run another 10, 12 seconds. They had to foul. And she, that was a smart decision on her part to stop the clock. So as a coach, you know, if you're Coach Grodin, you're not happy about how your team has played, but this is a great chance to prepare you for later in the year. You're down 13, a minute and a half to go. How do you execute this the rest of the way?
And our guys, how do you hang on to it?
Our girls, this
handle
is a huge learning curve, right?
Yes.
Playing against a good team that's got state, level experience. You got a bunch of freshmen playing, two of them still in the game. So the Warriors will have the ball out of bounds right in front of us going left to right.
They're not going to pressure the ball. They're not pressuring.
Oh, they are. Here they come. But not the inbound. They're going to pressure it after it's in. 80 with it.
Out of the corner.
Offensive foul on 80.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Absolute garbage.
No way.
That is absolute garbage, and they're going to. Wow. Offensive foul called on 80. So you don't shoot free throws on that. That's her second. Wicks works right. Goes to Wagner. Officials are trying to make this a close game, and Wagner loses it out of bounds. You can't help him on that one, officials. Just lost it out of bounds on the drive. Warriors with the ball.
Let's get it inbounds. Make them foul you.
80 wants to go long. Gets it in to Alyssa. Alyssa triple team. Dribbles away from it over to Maya. Maya pushes hard. They're going to double her again. Trying to get across half court.
Got
gets it to Alyssa.
Now they got a foul.
Alyssa, they double her, that's knock her to the ground. That's going to be on Huntley. That wasn't an intentional foul, but they should have been fouling her.
Yeah.
As soon as that ball got across half court, they should have fouled Alyssa immediately. Instead, they let a few more seconds go off. 106 remaining.
Come on,
57-44.
Alyssa.
McMullen to the line to shoot. 1-1. McMullen's first one. Bounces around, no good. Scharf battling, it's on the floor. We're
going
to get a jump ball, Warrior basketball. Huge job by Megan Scharf to battle inside there. Warriors will inbound. Got to make some free throws down the stretch here. Harzma, they go four flat across the bottom. Looking to get it into 80. Back to Maya in the corner.
Don't have to shoot.
And there's
oh,
a foul. Hit her in the face and then tripped her on Wagner.
The guy right in front of it
doesn't make the call.
Doesn't make the call.
I don't think he's blowing his whistle for us all night. Have to check his marriage records. Might have some family connections here. Harzma at the line.
Come on, girl.
Harzma misses it. Rebound inside. Taken down by Sutherland. And from behind, great hustle by Kylie Kendall to knock that ball away from Wicks. Wicks was trying to get past 80, and Kendall came from behind, knocked it away. Wicks with it, 53 seconds. Works right, trying to look for a three-pointer. Gets it up and misses it. Air balls it. Ball's loose inside. Gary gets it back out to Gill, on top to Wicks. Wicks wants to shoot again. Down to 41. They don't have time to do this.
They don't
Wicks
have a three-point shooter.
Knocked away. Stolen. That was Harzma. Get it ahead to McMullen. Now to 80. 33 seconds. This one's over, folks. I don't know if they'll even foul now. They give it to Scharf. Back to 80. 80. Over to McMullen. Fans are starting to stand and clap. They get it onto Harzma. There's a reach-in foul on Gill. This one's over, folks. 57-44, 20.2 seconds remaining. Amity Warrior girls are going to knock off the Sutherland Bulldogs. Let's just say nobody saw this coming. Harzma misses the free throw. Wagner pulls down the rebound. That's going to be the one thing that Jed's going to be able to talk about. Wicks hooks a pass out. Deep two. Good for Gill. But 8 seconds. Warriors get it in. Harzma could just hold the ball. Warriors dribble it out. 57-46, folks. The Amity Warriors have announced their arrival on the state basketball scene, Ron.
It's a third game of the season. We got tears.
Well, when your goal is a state title and nothing less is acceptable, and you go on the road and lose to an upstart team, I don't know what Tim just said to me.
I called that one.
Did he? Well, maybe he was the one guy that saw it coming. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with, actually what I want to do here is I'd like to get, hold on a second. Hey, Tim. Tim, can you get me 80? We'll get 80 up here and talk to her. What's that? Oh yeah. Give me 80 here. All right, we got 80 Nisley. Pop those on there, kid. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So you guys just knocked off a team that took third in state last year, returned everybody to their squad. Their only goal is to win a state title this year. They came into your house, and you guys, with three freshmen, a couple of sophomores, and a couple upperclassmen, just gave them a pretty good thumping by 11 points. How does it feel?
It feels really good. It was really exciting.
So tell me what's going through your head there in the fourth quarter of that game. They're starting to put some pressure on. We're getting some turnovers. We're missing some foul shots. What are you guys talking about out there?
We're just trying to stay calm and, like, stay strong with the ball. They're putting a lot of pressure, so we have to make sure we keep people back and really, like, not get frantic.
So Eliza fouls out. She had some foul trouble all night, kind of struggled a little bit. Sarah Lynn fouls out. You're down to five rotation players at that point, and you've lost a couple of good defenders and some length out there. What does Jed say in the huddle to get you guys to stay focused down the stretch?
He's telling us that just don't foul. Like, I got put on Micah, and it was really scary. But mostly just try, like, no help on her and just – yeah, not let them get to the hoop.
Staying in front. Bacon have to work for their shots, right? Yeah, how was it guarding Micah Wicks?
It was very stressful. I was really scared.
She can beat you a lot of different ways, yeah, on the floor, can't she?
Yeah, and she did a couple times, but I don't know. We just denied everyone else.
Yep.
And
it's a great learning experience for you guys. Number one, going against somebody of that caliber as a guard. You don't see a lot of players that good in the state. Number two, I mean, they ran a lot of backdoor stuff. They ran a lot of high post, and they were looking for cutters all the time. It required you guys to be very disciplined defensively. Mm-hmm. You guys talk about that need to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Was that part of the conversation?
Yeah, definitely.
So before the game, Tim says I called it. I don't know who he called it to, but you guys were going to win. But what was the talk before the game? Was the goal, what did you guys kind of have as team goals going into this game?
Just go out and play, like, how we know we can. Like, our other games, we've basically came out way better in the second half, so we're just trying to stay,
They're waiting for you. We're going to hold them up another minute.
Just try and be really push it the whole game and keep our heads. We had really good momentum after the JV game. Was really exciting.
Yeah.
Felt pretty good going into it.
It's good. Well, congratulations, 80. Huge win for the Warrior girls. And what's the next game on the tap here? You guys have got Klatskanai on the 15th and back here at home. And people should definitely come out and watch you guys play, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
They will be entertained, will they not?
Yes.
Yes, they will. Thanks, Adie. Have a great night. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Outstanding game. Adie Nisley, freshman guard. And I think her teammates are waiting for her so they can wrap things up here. Adie finished this game with 11 points. But more importantly, she had the defensive role on Wicks down the stretch of that game. Her sister was in foul trouble. Maya was tired, I think, a little bit, and they put that pressure, as she mentioned, on her to guard Wicks down the stretch of this game. Wicks, the best guard in the state, and Adie as a freshman going one-on-one with her basically and did a fantastic job.
Yeah, because I have Wicks 2 for 7 in the second half.
Yeah.
And lots of turnovers. Way too many turnovers to be an all-state guard.
Yeah, Wicks finishes up the game with 15 points to lead the way for them. Huntley had 12. For the Warriors, as I mentioned, Nisley with 11. I got to do some counting here. Alyssa McMullen had 5 in the first half. Finished the game with 14.
I have her for more than that.
Outstanding shooting. Let's see. I got 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 34. I got 14 for her. Mm. I got Maya for 6. Eliza with 17. Grove with 2. And Scharf with 7 points and some huge rebounds down the stretch.
Yeah, she had 3 offensive rebounds that were really the difference for second chance points.
Yeah. Well, and it eats clock up, right? And it takes away momentum from the other team. They force a miss and you get an offensive rebound. That is demoralizing. So, especially when we're giving up a lot of size out there. Maya did a great job of rebounding in traffic. Both of the Nisley girls did. Alyssa McMullen did an excellent job. I mean, they were just all 7 girls that played tonight really played well throughout the game for the Warriors. So.
Yeah, fun. They just came out on fire. I mean, what, 18-13, 35-21, 46-31, and the final score,
57-46, 11-point win for the Warriors. They were up 15 after 3, and a lot of pressure put on them in the fourth quarter by that defense.
With our
two key players
sitting on the bench.
Yep.
To start the quarter, they brought Sarah back. Well, he started with Aiden.
Without Maya. He started with Eliza. Yeah.
Eliza back in, and she fouled out, and
got Maya back into the game. But good management by Jed of his players with foul trouble there, and having him in the game when he really needed him.
Yeah.
So, all right, folks, that's it for tonight. What a fun one this has been as the Warriors get their biggest win in years. Not since we took second in state have we had a win that felt
against
this
a really
good
team? No.
Yep. This team has announced itself. They are a team to be reckoned with. They're going to be tough matchups, especially if you only have 1 guard or no guards. You're in trouble. So I don't know what Klatskanai's got, but
December,
may not enjoy this.
December will be the challenging part of their schedule, quite frankly, looking at scores so far this season with the rest of our league.
It's going to get easy in league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to be sharp. Then stay sharp.
Yeah, staying sharp headed for the state playoffs will be one of those tricky things. San Diego Christian might be a challenge. They've got the fast girl and somebody else down there. They've got some good players. So, All right, that's it for tonight. Hey, tomorrow at 1:30 we have boys basketball from Catlin Gable. So make sure you tune in for that. For Ron Huber, this is Jeff Clark. It's another great night to be a Warrior. Good night, everybody.